The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
In the winter of 65, we were hungry, just barely alive.
Okay, that might be a little bit of super hyperbole there. It's not 2065 yet, that's for sure. And I don't think anybody is starving to death. At least I certainly hope not, given the bitter chill of a Western New York winter. And if you're just joining us, it's Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Arthur Pressman, traffic attorney. News time is coming up on 2:38. And if you are just tuning in, the weather, once again, is so Western New York. Mother Nature, through lake effect snow bands, is giving areas south of the city literally the finger, a finger of snow. North, I'm in Amherst right now. Outside the radio station, oh, it's windy. It is decidedly cold, but in terms of snow, well, this ain't nothing. The South Towns, an entirely different scenario is playing out. And who else would be in the middle of a playing out scenario but our own Tim Wenger in Orchard Park? Tim, thanks very much for joining us. What you been doing all day?
Well, I've been waiting for this snow to move, and I finally moved. You know, the snow didn't want to move, so I did. I'm actually on the move now, heading up to the studios. But, man, you know, I live on the south end of Orchard Park, you know, not far from Chestnut Ridge Park as far as a geographical, you know, marker. And, you know, Andy nailed it. The weather service nailed it this morning. You know, that thing just parked over us, and it just piled up. I mean, I put a yardstick out on the deck when we had just a couple of, you know, few inches, just enough to kind of hold the yardstick. And, you know, next time I checked it, it was 19, and then it went to 24, all in the matter of literally, you know, a couple of hours. It was just, it was crazy. It's so, you know, we're amazed every time this occurs. And, you know, I've spent a lifetime in Western New York, as have you, Tom, for the most part. And when this happens, it just never ceases to amaze me. You know, the finite difference between a small area. And, you know, for example, I left my area of Orchard Park about, you know, 15 minutes ago, and was no plow yet. You know, I've got a big four-wheel drive lifted Jeep, so I'm in good shape. I'm safe for anybody that's going to ask why I'm on the roads. But, you know, I drove through 2 feet of snow on the street, and then I got out onto the secondary street and it was plowed. And now I'm on Transit Road, just coming up on French and Lancaster, and you know, it's pavement. It's wet pavement, you know, but, and, you know, I can see that line of blue sky up there where you are. So just a remarkable tale of two worlds, as we've been telling everybody. But, you know, I think these municipalities in the hardest hit areas, you know, the Orchard Parks and Hamburgs and Eden, Elma, East Aurora, many parts of West Seneca, have made the decision to, you know, keep the more important roads open. So you may not be seeing roads plowed in your neighborhood per se yet, and they're probably just going to wait with schools closed until the end of the day, until this lake effect band does its second little swing through the South Towns before settling back south. But truly an amazing day for sure.
And for those who are saying, how come he's driving? In addition to having a very safe wintertime vehicle, Tim is also essential personnel. How? Well, what do you mean you're essential personnel? Okay, do you remember the blizzard of 2022? I think we were pretty essential then. And if something is happening in your neighborhood that is a major situation with snow, it's essential that we report on it and that we have people who are able to report on it, making sure that they are manning and womaning the radio station. Tim Wenger is with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. You were talking about the snowfall, and can you confirm that the snow, like, did you keep up with it all night last night, or did you just wait for Mother Nature to do the dirty work and then get up in the morning and start your snow blowing at 6 in the morning to wake your neighbors?
You know, the funny thing is, Tom, last night the school closings started coming in, so I was keeping track of that. You know, and it didn't snow really overnight. And when I woke up this morning, it was, you know, an inch or so of snow. It wasn't a big deal. It really all came very quickly, you know, just pre-dawn, you know, from, you know, I get up earlier than most people. I was up, you know, before or around 4 o'clock, and that's when it really was starting to hammer the area. So it was before most people woke up. But my normal routine time would be to wait for the plow to come, because that just leaves such an immense wall of snow at the end of our drive up to the house. And the plow never came, you know. So finally I did go out, you know, probably 7:30, 8 o'clock, and cleared snow. That's when I saw we had about 19 inches. And then I've been out a second time when we were up to like 24. So I've, you know, the drive is done, but man, when that plow comes, when I'm greeted later on tonight, when I get back down there, that's going to be, you know, I've, you know, a snowblower is a wonderful thing, and it does go through it, but it's still, it's just a lot. And I, you know, I'd encourage anybody that you shouldn't be shoveling this stuff. This is, it's fluffy and all that, you know, lake effect snow, and it's cold enough that it's fluffy, but it still has a lot of weight to it. It's water laden, kind of like the snow last week.
Well, yeah, Andy Parker said that the stuff on the bottom, the first layer, if you will, that is the heavy slushy stuff. The rest of it isn't that bad. Did you find that to be the case?
Yeah, you know, and really that makes a lot of sense, because, you know, when I got home last evening, you know, I was on pavement, you know, and that pavement, you know, is a little bit warmer than obviously the air. And, you know, that first couple of inches of snow probably was, you know, melting into a slush before it just came down so quickly that it started to pile up as snow. So you do have that lower layer that's going to be slushy and wet. And I found that certainly with the snowblower. I saw other people, you know, having issues with snowblowers, you know, the chute being clogged, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Be real careful with that, because there is, you know, that slush that's passing through the chute getting stuck in the second stage for the people that have that type of a machine. But, you know, that's a time to be real careful and make sure you're not putting, you know, obviously any fingers or hands or anything in there. So be careful with the snowblowers, but please, just avoid the shoveling, I would say, too.
Yeah, but with the snowblowers, I think we've all had the experience of sometimes it shoots out, and you swear it shoots for like 30 feet, especially if it's if the wind is at its back. It's, whoa, sorry, didn't mean to hit you guys in Cheektowaga from my driveway. And then other times it just barely dribbles out and gets caught on its escape from the snowblower.
Yeah, and it's blowing right back in your face, too, if you're going the wrong way. There's a very stiff breeze, out here today, you know, that's blowing off the lake and coming from that southwesterly direction. So, you know, point the snowblower accordingly if you can, because otherwise it's coming right back at you.
Yeah, we've all had that wonderful experience. I am just laughing because I've been through it many a time, and I think everybody has. Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN with Tim Wenger. Tim, I am a little bit surprised that where you live has not, we have a rule, though, if you say it hasn't been plowed, you haven't seen a plow, you have to finish that with not one. So I'm very surprised that your street has not been touched yet by OP Highway.
Yeah, and I give Orchard Park Highway really high grades. You know, both Susan and myself through the years have even told them, you know, in person, they do a remarkable job. So I think there's just some sort of a strategy today of where they're attacking this snow that came just so quickly. You know, we are not on any sort of a main street whatsoever. So, you know, I guess I'm certainly not upset. I'm only surprised because the snow clearing effort in the town, is very, very good in general. But I just think it came on so quickly. And with schools closed, sometimes that does change their decision as to what they need to clear. They're not worried about, you know, kids getting from buses to homes, et cetera. So there's probably a little bit of a strategic change. I was also thinking this morning about the Buffalo Bills. Can you imagine if the game was a home game on Sunday?
So, oh, actually, well, I
thank
can.
Goodness. Thank goodness it's not, and it's at the other end of the lake where they didn't see this.
Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN with our own Tim Wenger, who's had a very eventful day. Kent, one thing I don't think we've really talked about is the visibility. You were in one of the most severely impacted areas where we're measuring snow in feet and not inches. When it was coming down, how would you describe the visibility? Could you see across the street?
Yeah, I'm not in it anymore, thankfully. But man, at the house this morning, and all the pictures that I was seeing that were coming in from plow drivers, et cetera, it was, you know, near zero to zero at times. It really was. And just looking out the window, I mean, you just saw a wall of white. The wind was just blowing that snow, you know, right into the window. Just, you know, in homes now, throughout that lake effect area, you know, in all those communities that I mentioned, you know, regardless of the color of the house, they're all just now windswept with, you know, white with snow stuck to the siding and the bricks and the windows and the screens, because that wind really blasted the snow like kind of like a sandblaster at homes.
With that wind, how many inflatable Santa Clauses, reindeer, and Snoopies have you seen where they shouldn't be against somebody else's shrubs or whatever?
Yeah, we have pretty limited Christmas decorations, and they all survive, but I didn't see any Santas with his red nose in the snow, I didn't see it yet.
Yeah, that
perhaps
would be
later tonight when the lights start coming on.
Highly unfortunate. When you left, when you left poor Santa, when you left your place in Orchard Park, what was the traffic like? Were most people basically staying put, or did you have to contend with a significant number of vehicles on the road who are not essential personnel? Well, not that you would know, of course, by looking at them, but as many as a usual day. Compare the traffic volume today to what it ordinarily would have been.
Well, I will in just a moment, but I do have to mention that one of your sponsors just drove right by here at the intersection of Transit and Walden. AJ's Trees is on the move.
All right, AJ's Tree Service.
Sure, AJ is. They're dealing with some issues with trees. I thought about that this morning too, as the wind has taken some limbs and branches down. Really, I think people, at least in the Orchard Park area, and then I drove up through Elma, West Seneca. I think they're adhering to the bans and advisories. The only thing I've really seen up until now, where I'm in, you know, in the Lancaster area in Cheektowaga, where they're, you know, we're not dealing with bans. There's normal traffic here. But out that way, all I saw were really plows, an occasional emergency vehicle. I saw a sheriff cruiser go by, but nothing in the way of, you know, I didn't see any, you know, undue traffic that's causing problems. So that's a good thing.
You didn't just run a red light, did you? Because we heard a horn in the background like, yeah.
No, I'm not sure. No, that wasn't me. I wouldn't run a traffic light. That wasn't me.
It's Bowerly with Tim Wenger on News Radio 930 WBEN talking about the snow. And if you're north of the city, as I am right now, and as everybody at the radio station is located, we're looking at really cold temperatures and a significant wind, which has brought the temperature, the real field, down into the single digits. But the deal is, we don't really have much at all in terms of snow. In fact, there's less snow here than even the dusting of maybe a half inch to an inch at my place. But in the South Towns, Hamburg, Orchard Park, areas like that, Kissing Bridge, they got a ski area getting pummeled with snow. That's like money from heaven. But it's remarkable, the contrast in weather with lake effect snow. And Tim, this is why I think today is Exhibit A, why the Weather Channel sent all those meteorologists to Western New York one winter, and I think they do it on a regular basis, to cover the special magic that is lake effect snow and its oscillation, which is not going to oscillate into the North Towns today, but you are going to get hit with round two later on.
Yeah, and what drives me nuts about the Weather Channel, I love those guys. They do a great job. But the only thing I don't like is their graphics, folks, because all they show is lake effect snow, and then you put in big, bold letters, Buffalo. And, you know, most often the case is Buffalo's not affected by it. And that certainly is the case today, at least for the most part. Buffalo's not being impacted by this. You know, so those meteorologists all know that, and they're certainly chasing the snow where it is. But we do kind of get a bad rap. You know, as far as how, you know, I think it would be fascinating for them to explain more about how, you know, how, you know, the different shifts of the pattern, and how literally one neighborhood can have a foot of snow, and then the next neighborhood could have a dusting or an inch. And, you know, it is remarkable. But yeah, I'm aware they're running around as they should be, because really, as far as the weather is concerned in the country, I would say we're the capital. Today, I was also thinking too, Tom, and you and I have talked about this through the years. You know, you're a North Towns guy now. You know, I'm a longtime South Towns person, Orchard Park, East Aurora. And the older I get, the harder time I have answering the question, why do you live in the South Towns?
I was actually going to ask you that, Tim. Why? Unless the South Towns is Tallahassee or someplace.
I do like snow, okay? I like snow. I like, you know, playing in the snow. I snowboard and, you know, all that stuff. I'm great, you know, as far as the snow is concerned. But I'm telling you, I'm nearing my end of wanting to be able to, the moving of the snow and the worry about, you know, how much weight it is, et cetera. Because it is just so remarkable that, you know, most of the population in the Buffalo metro area doesn't have to deal with this on a regular basis. We all have. You know, you certainly had your hits of Lake Effect snow in Williamsville and Amherst and in the North Towns. But for the most part, it does focus on the South Towns. And it really is an amazing differentiation of our population, for sure. Why people choose to live out that way versus... the areas that are less prone to it. I have the discussion all the time. Sometimes it leads to arguments, and it's an interesting one for sure.
Well, when you were doing traffic, Tim, when they would fly you up in the chopper for News Radio 930 WBEN, I'll bet you there are a lot of days you took off from the airport and, you know, you get to about even 200, 500 feet, and you would look away from the airport toward the South Towns, and there's a distinct line, as you mentioned earlier, between snow and clear.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the very common line is right around Mile Strip Road, and between Mile Strip Road and 28 tends to be kind of like the line of demarcation, if you will. When I used to fly in that helicopter, we used to take off from what is now the Woodlawn Beach facility there. There's an old airport, helicopter hangar there, and that's where the chopper was housed. So we were actually in the snow oftentimes, and either were, you know, incapable of taking off, or we would take off just north of it. But seeing those, you know, all those photos that have become so popular of the wall of lake effect that we see coming off the lake, I mean, that just brings me back to seeing that from the air, because... you know, it hasn't changed, you know, our images and photos and all of that, but lake effect has been here for a long time, and that wall, if you will, those images have been around for a long, long time, and it's truly remarkable.
But, you know, maybe we're dinosaurs, but remember the old days, before we could just reach into our pocket and get a live, real-time look at the weather, we had to wait for the 6 o'clock news or wait to talk to a meteorologist at one of the TV stations who had access to weather radar. And we don't have to do that anymore. Now, a drop of rain falls in the summertime, a flake of snow right now. Everybody reaches into their pockets, and they've got a weather radar in their hand. It's quite remarkable.
Yeah, it is. See, it's easier to keep track of, and it's certainly easier to document now that we can all take photos of this stuff as it occurs, no doubt.
All right, Tim, anything you wanted to get out there to people that I did not specifically ask you?
No, just be, you know, if you don't have to be out, obviously don't. There's not a reason to be. You know, I'm going to help with what's going on there. That's the only reason I'm out and about. And it is fine up in the North Towns, and certainly there's no restrictions up this way. But if you're in the impacted area, just let the streets guys get their job done. It's a lot easier without, the street littered with vehicles. So I would just, you know, my guidance would be stay home if you certainly can. And, you know, enjoy a snow day, right? We all enjoyed snow days when we were kids. Now you can enjoy it as an adult.
I hear the words binge watch going through a lot of people's minds today. Tim, thanks a lot.
Grab a six-pack, right?
Yeah, Jimmy Griffin, mayor of Buffalo long ago. Grab a six-pack stay home. Thank you, Tim. Tim Wenger from News Radio 930 WBEN, the king of the South Towns. And this is really a remarkable Western New York situation. It really is in terms of lake effect snow. There are other areas of New York State and elsewhere. If you're in the right place in terms of wind direction and location of a large body of water that is not frozen, hey, the fish are warmer than you are right now, just so you're aware. Steelhead are very happy. The zebra mollusks are frolicking in the sun. That's how happy they are. Stay with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. Much, much more to come. And again, folks, if you're in the North Towns, you're saying, why the fuss over sunshine, cold, and wind? If you're in the South Towns, you're thinking, crap, I got to go out and shovel. And there's a lot of snow on News Radio 930 WBEN.